Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
Lexus last October updated their large RX SUV. Now Lexus's number two seller, the improvements further lifting the RX and also answering some of the criticisms of the first series. Let me say at the outset, the quality on the entry five-seat RX 300 luxury I tested was first class. At $71,920, $1,600 below the old model, this front-drive SUV offers a big saving over equivalent German entries and on first glance wants for little in features. The RX 300 gets a 2-litre turbo 4-cylinder with 175 kilowatts of power, made into a 6-speed automatic, the performance excellent, smooth and fuss-free, quiet too, but it can get a little thirsty if you push it hard and it requires 95 RON petrol. I found it hard to match Lexus's claim of 8.1 litres per 100 on the combined city-country cycle, achieving a figure of 10.6. The styling updates are minimal, subtle styling mods front and back, new lights and a cleaner grille. Lexus's spindle grille always draws comment, a divisive element for many buyers, but it's less noticeable in this later series. New standard features, a hands-free kick feature on the power tailgate, front cornering lights, a big lift in driving dynamics and ride quality, a 12.3-inch colour infotainment screen, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto functionality. Warranty, 4 years unlimited kilometre. I'm David Berthon.